human body is whatever my attitude is. My human body is whatever my attitude is. Whether I like it or not, that's the way the principle works. My human body is whatever my attitude is. What do I want my attitude to be? How do I want to live in an attitude of harmony and peace and goodness? How do I want to live in an attitude which brings to me all that is good and wonderful? Whatever my attitude is my attitude something I am creating? Is my attitude something that I am bringing out, that I am making? Is my attitude something that it comes out of my world? It comes out of my thinking? It comes out of who I am? Now, I can look at war and say it is bad. I can look at war and say I see peace and see peace there. Looking at war and looking at all the conflict, looking at all the unhappiness, and I see peace there. And you say, well, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. And you're right. I am absolutely crazy. By human standards, I am not looking at the world and seeing the world as it is, seeing the world as the world responds and reflects from itself to all around it, and saying, that is the truth. My attitude is what I make it to be. I have the freedom to have an attitude that is positive or negative. I have the freedom to have an attitude that is uplifting or downgrading. I have the freedom to have an attitude that makes me into the most wonderful person in the universe, or an attitude that makes me into a very unhappy person. Now, if my attitude can do all of that, if my attitude can be the power that does that sort of thing to my world, oh, that's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. What do I want my attitude to do? Better, what do I want my world to be? What do I want my life to be? What do I want my human body to be? My human body is whatever my attitude is. If my attitude is, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and I'm whole and perfect, and I'm wonderful, and I'm fantastic, then I'm going to stand with that. Now, the appearance may be out there that I am not fantastic, and I am not whole, and I am not happy, and my body is not doing too good. And if I believe in that appearance, then my attitude takes on that appearance and says, okay, that's my reality. That's who I am, and that's all that I am, and that's all that I can ever be. I can never change to be whatever it is that my ideal for myself is. Now, is my attitude for my body my ideal for my body? Is my attitude of my body saying my body is ideal, whole, and perfect, that my body is the ideal format of what it is supposed to be? Is that what my attitude is? It's just a simple matter of determining what my attitude is. You say, well, the appearance is there, the appearance is there, the appearance is there. That's right, the appearance is there and the appearances will always be there. But when you and I look at ourselves with the eyes of purity, the eyes of goodness, the eyes of wholeness, the eyes of truth, we will not see the appearances. We will not see those illusions that come and go. We will not see those things that say we are not expressing all that we can express. For if we look at things, oftentimes politics, and as we look at politics, we think, gee, it's terrible. Gee, it's ugly. Gee, they're... Europe is in bankruptcy, and America is looking at bankruptcy, and the world is looking at bankruptcy, and how terrible that is. Well, whether you like it or not, those things may or may not take place. But what is your attitude going to be about it? Is your attitude that we have the finest, most thoughtful political people in the world? running our government. We have the finest, most wonderful people in the world interested in the government of the United States? Or do we say we have a bunch of clowns? Do we say they're stealing, thieving idiots? Do we say they act without thinking? They act without any reference to tomorrow? How do we think about this? What attitude do we have? Whatever our government is going to be, whatever things are going to be, it's going to go on. Now, historically, the world has said the United States was terrible and it was good and terrible and good. Historically, the world has said at various issues that the United States did badly and that they did well. Historically, throughout the world, people say, well, this is the end. This is the end. We are bankrupt. We are out of business. And yet they stay in business. And yet they continue to do whatever they're going to do. The illusion does not own them. They step aside of the illusion. Oh, they may have some troubled times. They may have some difficult times of decision of saying all is in divine order. Difficult times of making their attitude balance with truth rather than with appearances. These things are all too readily out there, all too readily seen, all too readily known. And unfortunately, people love the drama. They love the noise and they love the furor of these things that are appearing to be negative. Now, let's not let that kind of love bring that kind of an experience into being. When a mother says to her child, I have the finest child in the world. I have the finest children in the world. I have the finest husband in the world. I have the finest family in the world. There may be areas of the family and the husband and the children that need a little improvement. There may be areas that they need to be uplifted and taken on a new point of view. But what is my attitude about my family? What is my attitude about my world? What's my attitude about my husband or wife? What's the attitude about my country and my world, my body? What's my attitude about my body? Is my attitude that it is ideal, it is wonderful, it is fantastic, it is glorious, it is the ideal now? If that is the focus that we have, if that is the direction that we have, then that's the way we're going. Now, where are you going? Where am I going? What is my attitude about whatever it is that I'm dealing with in my life? If I just take my human body is whatever my attitude is. And my human body reflects in my world whatever my attitude is. And if I am always thinking of beautiful human bodies, if I'm always thinking of beautiful people, if I'm always thinking of healthy, whole, vital, dynamic, glorious beings, then this is what my body is going to exemplify. It's what it's going to shine forth, is what it's going to be, because my attitude is the foundation of all activity in my world. Everything in my world is springing forth from my attitude. Everything in my world is the reflection of my attitude. And the stronger, the more beautiful, the more powerful I recognize my attitude and I stand forth with my attitude, the more glorious it stands forth for me. Today I stand with my attitude in the recognition that it is glorious and fantastic. Today I stand with my attitude in the recognition that it is fulfilling every dream and every desire that I could ever have. My attitude is not the negatives that come along. My attitude is not the illusions that come along. My attitude is the immortal, realistic ideal that my body is the temple of the living spirit. And my body is whatever my attitude is, and my attitude is the living spirit, the body of the living spirit, the temple, the fantastic experience. That's who I am. And when I say that, and I think that, and I live that, then that is who I experience. My human body is whatever my attitude is. And my attitude is that All people in the world are beautiful. All human bodies are ideal. All the physical bodies in the world are gloriously formed. And my human physical body is gloriously formed, representative of the highest ideals, the highest ideas, the most wonderful dreams that I could ever have in my consciousness. And that takes place right now. It is me right now. It is where I am right now. And it is all that matters. I am living in that realization that my human body is whatever my attitude is, and my attitude is good and very good. Join with me in this recognition for yourself and know that it is done now. It's not a future thing, but it's done right now. Know it, live it, and love it. And as I love my body and I love myself, my beloved, I love you. I love you. I love you.